A strong aftershock hit Japan today, rattling buildings as far away as Tokyo. Residents urged to run for higher ground had been warned that a 6-foot wave could be coming their way, but tsunami warnings have now been lifted. The aftershock was the largest of the 1,000 or so aftershocks that have hit Japan since last month's quake, which caused a devastating tsunami and nuclear crisis. Officials at the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant said there's no immediate sign of new problems there, but it appears that the aftershock knocked out some of the power to another nuclear facility close to the city of Sendai, which was near the epicenter of last month's quake. Right after today's aftershock, we spoke with Quinlan Ferris. He's an American translator living in Hanamaki, north of Sendai, and we asked him to describe what happened when the aftershock hit.
When the quake hit, it started out with any other aftershock, but then it immediately got much stronger, and then the power went out. It's the biggest one since 3/11. We didn't break anything in the house, but the books and, you know, things are falling off shelves. Stuff has been knocked around a lot, and power is out. So it's late at night here, and we have no power again, which is the first time we've lost power since the big earthquake.
Have you been out at all? Do you know what it's like outside? Have you heard from other people?
I have no power, but my smartphone has battery, and I still have cell phone reception right now. So I've been following and connecting with other friends in other parts of Japan on Twitter, and I know that power is out for most of North Japan, but Tokyo and below still has electricity. And it seems like there has been some injuries in Ishinomaki in Miyagi Prefecture just from objects falling on people. There was also a little bit of a tsunami warning, but just like 1 or 2 meters, and I haven't heard details on if that actually hit or if there's any damage from that. It's mainly that this was a big shaker.
Are you in danger at all from that tsunami warning?
No, I'm actually in the mountains here. We're about 100 kilometers, about 50 miles from the coast, and so we're totally fine from tsunami here.
How far away are you from the epicenter of the March 11th earthquake, the big one?
We're actually pretty close. That was off the coast of Miyagi, and we're quite close to that.
Now, you said that this is the biggest aftershock since March 11th. What have the other ones been like, and how would you compare this to what happened on March 11th?
The other aftershocks, well, they're every variety, from barely tangible to enough that people, my wife was getting scared and running out the door. I've sort of gotten used to them, but most people have rather gotten more paranoid about them than before. And so this one is different from the rest of them, that it was actually strong enough that lots of things fell over again and the power went out. And the way in which it's different from the one on March 11th is that it wasn't quite as long. March 11th was literally 5 minutes of intense quaking. And this one, it might have been 2 minutes at most. The power outage, I have no idea how long that's going to last. And the other thing we're worried about is this other nuclear power plant, Onagawa, which is... I'm being interviewed. Hang on a second.
Okay.
I just got an update from the radio from my wife that the nearest nuclear power plant, Onagawa, it's called, is two of three external power sources went out, which sounds bad, but apparently the one that didn't go out is all that's necessary to keep everything safe, and so apparently there's no disaster at this time with that power plant.
But how far away is that from you? And it's still not a good sign if the power went out.
Yeah, it didn't completely go out if they still have one power source going to there. That's fairly, it's not too far. It's, I want to say that one's probably about 150 kilometers from here, something like that. So not so close that I would be freaking out completely. But obviously, even Daiichi, which is 250 kilometers from here, I mean, that's bad enough.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Right.
But it looks like there's no fallout from that, or no radiation leaks or anything like that.
Your wife is getting information from the radio. You don't have any power. How are you listening to the radio, and where are you getting your information from? Are folks sort of congregating together to share information, or is it not really that upsetting right now to people?
The radio works, and radio has always worked. We have little battery-powered radios, and the radio never seems to go out. Even after 3/11, the radio was going all the time. That's how we got all of our information then, too. And we're listening to NHK, which is basically PBS. It's the national broadcasting in Japan. That's where everybody pretty much gets their information at times like this. We live on the outskirts of town, kind of in the mountains. The nearest house to us is about 30 meters away, and so I'm not in the middle of the town, so I don't know what people, if people are congregating or not. I live with my wife and extended family, so my mother and father-in-law, my wife and our son, and we all congregated in the living room, but I don't know what it looks like inside Sendai, where they're the biggest city nearby, where there is also a power outage, I've heard from a friend.
But no neighbors or anything like that?
No, the power's out, and all I can see is black outside, all the streetlights. It's just totally black.
Quinlan Ferris is in the Japanese city Hanamaki in Iwate Prefecture. Stay safe, okay?
I will do.